This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. The world got a good look today at the two teenage boys who were found last night in a suburban St. Louis apartment. One had been missing for 4 days, the other for 4 years. The families of Ben Ownby and Sean Hornbeck thanked the community at separate press events and talked about being reunited with their sons. From member station KWMU, Tom Weber reports.
Craig and Pam Akers were driving home from work yesterday in the pouring rain when they got a call and were immediately asked to pull over.
And then the next words were, "We think we found Sean. We're 95% sure that we found Sean and that he's alive." And those were the sweetest words I've ever heard in my life.
Sean was their son, Sean Hornbeck, who disappeared more than 4 years ago while riding his bike to a friend's house. When they got to the sheriff's office, they were brought into a room with a boy that, according to his stepfather, didn't look all that much like the posters they had put up around the region.
There's a split second of shock. You know, the last time we saw him, he was yay tall and 11 years old. You know, it kind of throws you for just a second, but then, you know, once I saw the face, it's like, oh my God, that's my son.
The good news for the Akers family came at the end of a week when the focus had been on another boy, Ben Ownby. Ben disappeared Monday after getting off the bus near his home, about 30 miles from where Sean disappeared. And in a twist of luck, both Ben and Sean were found together and safe. They were in the same apartment in the St. Louis suburb of Kirkwood, where Michael Devlin lived. Devlin is a 41-year-old pizzeria manager and part-time funeral home worker who's now jailed on $1 million bond. Doris Ownby and family were giving an interview when they got word about their 13-year-old Boy Scout straight-A son.
We're just ecstatic. Don't want to let him go or out of our sight. He doesn't want us to hold on to him, but we have.
As for Michael Devlin, who's accused in the abductions, he could face charges from a few different prosecutors in Missouri. The two boys were abducted from two neighboring counties and found in a third. Neighbors say they never saw evidence that Sean was scared or trying to get away, and they all assumed he was Devlin's son. Neither of the boys spoke at today's press events, but Doris Ownby said Ben wanted to play computer games when he got home, and Sean's parents say he wanted to stop at McDonald's last night. They also say they haven't spoken to him yet about what kind of conditions he lived in for those 4 years or how he was treated, and they won't force him to talk about it if he doesn't want to. Pam Akers calls her son a miracle and said they wanted to go before the media to give hope to other parents of missing children. For one, the Akers family will continue the foundation dedicated to families of missing children that they set up in Sean's name.
I still feel like I'm in a dream, only this time it's a good dream. It's not my nightmare that I've lived for 4.5 years. We've got a lot of catching up to do. He's grown up on me, that's for sure.
And both families say the goal now is to get back to normal. Ben only missed a week of school, but Sean hasn't been in 4 years. The first order of business for the Akers, though, will be a shopping trip. Sean's bedroom was left the way it was when he went missing, but none of the clothes in there fit anymore. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.